Savior in a brand new car, shining like a star.
From the Junior Citizen release from the Champaign, Urbana, Illinois-based band Poster Children, He's My Star, wrapping up that set of music here on the Biba Lamach radio program. Now, you might be aware, I do my little radio show because, well, I like to play music. I like to possibly expose you to new artists, maybe play some of your favorite artists, maybe expose you to new music from your favorite artists or songs you never even thought you knew. I love doing that. But you know what else I love? It's a two-way street. When you expose me to either new artists or new songs or songs I forgot that I loved, Poster Children, prime example. Years ago, longtime listener reached out and said, Moxter, you got to play He's My Star from the Poster Children. You might like it. And guess what? I love that song. Love that song. It's up there. It's one of my favorite songs. So I have to thank Maria for that one. Plus, a few years ago, I actually got a chance to do an interview here on WRCT with Rick and Rose of the Poster Children. Yeah, I nerded out. I told them. I said, He's My Star from the Junior Citizen CD is one of my favorite all-time songs. I did. I went there. Hey, speaking of going there, before the Poster Children, how about some Leonard Cohen? Leonard Cohen with Hallelujah. Some people will argue the best version of that song. I still throw the John Cale cover in there as, like, right up there, if not. I'm just going to say, I'll argue the John Cale cover of that song. Believe it or not, the only Leonard Cohen song that hit the charts, that hit the Billboard Top 100 charts, but sadly, it hit the charts in 2016 after Leonard Cohen passed away. Right after he died, that song had a surge. And all I gotta say is, where were you people? You music fans, you music nerds, you music listeners. Where were you for 40 years before that. Shame on you. Hey, some Luna in that set of music from their debut album, Luna Park with Anesthesia. Also played some Band of Horses from Asheville, North Carolina. And There Was a Ghost. Probably the first song I heard from those guys. And I was like, wow, these guys are going places. And they have. Clem Snide. Start off the entire set from your favorite music and bread. Hey, I got to remind you, you got to help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick, and it can protect you all season long. Second, take those everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like the flu. What are those? Think about it. You know, this isn't brain surgery. Cover your cough. Stay at home from work when you're sick. Wash your hands often. And third, we're talking about the regular old H1N4, whatever it is this season, flu. But there are drugs that actually can treat flu illness. And they work best when started early. This message from the Centers for Disease Control and your good friends here at WRCT.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, a little show called the Viva La Mock. I am the Mockster, playing you some music inspired by your thoughts and suggestions. Yeah, your thoughts and suggestions.
You eat your heart out, I'd eat it too. It burns and blisters, you want it to. I never swallow, I chew. The darker berry, spit back at you. You can't take. Loaded, it never came. I pulled the trigger, ignored the stain. Tie in the knot, tightens the string, and death is worth the price of fame. Is blue. You like strawberries, I like you. Pop the question, I do. You like strawberries, I like you. Dress, I burn it too. Don't baby, baby, I'll baby you. I double meant it, you double knew. The double pleasure I took from you. That before they came to save. Is blue.
Godfathers here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Birth, School, Work, Death. That song originally came out back in 1988. I know that, not only because there's a copyright here on the album, but because back in 1988, a much smaller, younger, more naive, maybe even a little better looking version of me did his very first radio show. And that album was new, and I would play that song all the time, not realizing in 30 plus years I'd still be playing that song on another little radio show in Pittsburgh. And who knows, in 30 years, maybe I'll still be playing that song on another radio show at, a retirement home or something. You never know. Hey, before the Godfathers, Pittsburgh's own Cynics with Baby What's Wrong. Also played some brand new music from the brothers Steve. New album's called Dose. Name of that track is Better Get Ready to Go. That's Dose, not like the number two. Dose like a dose of medicine. Like that dose of Bill Gates' DNA I got shot in my arm with my booster last week. Yeah, have you gotten your booster yet? Very easy to get. Very easy to get. I encourage it. And if you're going to tell me that, oh, I'm holding off on the vaccine because I've done my research, I'm going to guarantee you have not done your research. A search on the Google machine is not research. That's just searching Google. Research. If you want to be a researcher, if you're a scientist or an epidemiologist and you do research, then I will listen to you when it comes to things of that matter. But if you're just hanging out on the street saying you've done your research, I am going to laugh at you. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, speaking of laughing at you, I can't segue into that, but Imperial Teen start off the entire set from the Seasick album with Butch. Hey, if you want to reach out to me, you got to do it in an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. And I say that because the engineers purposely unplugged the phones while I'm on the air, but they have told me, they said, Mr. Moxter, because they do call me Mr. Moxter, because I'm old. They said, you know what? We might plug the phones in for you in January. So get that. Possibly sometime in January, you can call me in with a live request. Hey, speaking of Pittsburgh bands, got some brand new music from Wispens. Little project here out of Pittsburgh. Figured I'd make its WRCT debut on my program. It's Lindsay's Tower. It's Wispens. It's Viva Lamach. 88.3 FM. WRCT.
Are in blossom and the moon is in. hearts burn to our crispy death. Doctor, use the gentle charm, identify my body burning jar. No, it's impossible what happened to me that day. And my girlfriend was only 16 years old and she read eulogy. Just a paragraph on page 7B, Journal of Constitution.
Down.
Miracle Legion here on the Viva La Mock radio program, taking you down to snacks and candy from the Drenched album. Before the Miracle Legion, how about some 5-8? Yeah, Athens, Georgia's own 5-8 from their I Learned Shut Up album with God Damn It, Paul. I know, did you hear the chorus of that? God damn it, Paul. You're the death of us all? My name's Paul. I don't know if I like that. Still played it for you. Some Vanilla Trainwreck in that set of music as well with Wilbur and Orville. And start off the entire set with some brand new music from the local band Wispins with Lindsay's Tower. New EP is called Twilight. And that was its WRCT debut. Hey, do you like the pop music? Do ya? Do you like the melodious harmonies and the harmonic melodies? Well, you know what? Pull up a chair each and every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for breakfast for dinner. Yeah, DJ Chris Wired will serve up an audio feast of power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. Again, it's Sunday nights at 10 p.m. here on WRCT with an encore presentation Wednesday afternoons at 5. Also, while I have your attention, I should remind you, I'm talking about food. I'm talking about breakfast for dinner. Nothing tastes better than breakfast for dinner when it's cold pizza or even warm pizza. So why not tell you that Speck Brothers Pizza joined you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Now, they don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield. During the ongoing pandemic, they offer complete contactless ordering online and pickup. Find out more at SPACBrothers.com or call them up at 412-362-SPAC. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. Still got about 25 minutes left in this hour, so let's find some more music to play for you. Again, if you got a suggestion for a song for me to play on a future show, shoot me an email, wrcc@gmail.com.
Put your face up to the window. Tell me all about your gay folks. It feels better when you're in it. If you're nervous, use the payphone. We'll be right back.
children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. These battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a deal did for the
down.
The second single from The Cure's debut album, Boys Don't Cry, from 1979. And jumping someone else's train here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before The Cure, that was Echo and the Bunnymen from a 2005 release of theirs called Siberia with Stormy Weather. Candy Skins gave you their version of Buffalo Springfield's For What It's Worth. Flaming Lips start off the entire set with Turn It On. We've got about 9 minutes left. 9 minutes. I can squeeze at least two songs in 9 minutes in between all my ramblings, don't you think? So let's start with the ramblings part, all right? I'm going to tell you a fun story that I recently read about. So The Cure, that album, that Boys Don't Cry album, came out in 1979. Robert Smith, 20 years old, just a wee tyke at that point. So in 1978, The Cure was actually on tour with Generation X. So they're 19. Think about it. They're 19 years old. They're on tour with, Generation X wasn't probably much older than that, to be honest. But at some point backstage, one of the members of The Cure, I think it might have been Lowell Tolhurst, I think, relieved himself on Billy Idol. Yep. Kids do things. Guess what? They got kicked off the tour. And the rest is history. Let's play some Generation X for you. It's the Viva La Mock radio program.
Through, you wouldn't phone those guys who mess around with you, girl. Oh, when I call you, I can sacrifice. You would the map before you dry your ass. I'm not a foot machine, a 1960s dream. I think I bet you listening, but you didn't see, girl. You're not unreadable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your love too far. You're not untouchable, not just another girl. I get in touch with you, I only wish I knew. Number. I had a dream I met another girl, but in the morning she was just kicking sad. I hope I'm getting through the interference too. My money's running out, I don't know what to say now. The operator saying cut the lamp. You wanna cut it by the very last time. You're only young at heart, but there's a time to start. Just realizing when I get down here. You're not unreadable, you're not unbeatable. You
That was the Jags with their song Back of My Hand, which actually hit the top 20 in the UK in 1979. The band immediately fell back into obscurity after that song. Before the Jags, Generation X and Wild Youth. Speaking of Generation X, we have our own Gen Xer who hangs out on Saturday afternoons, Jay Thurber, a little program called Radio 9. It's a mixture of new songs and old songs and some humorous commentary. We've been letting him take over the airwaves on Saturday afternoons for decades now, it feels like. Maybe not decades. We're getting there, though. We're getting to it, to be pluraled. He's in his second decade. Let's say it that way. Not in life, though. He's beyond that second decade of life. He's doubled that. Maybe tripled. I don't know. It's Radio 9. Saturdays at noon here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, don't forget, right now, millions of kids up to the age of 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,000 a year or more may qualify. You get regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dental visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and so much more. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme. They show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. They have a concession stand that features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call up 412-904-3225. You're listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It is at this time each and every week, I open up the giant calendar and take a look at things going on with a music and a radio calendar. We'll start things off with the radio calendar. We are coming up on the final weeks. Maybe I should just say that plural, not plural, singular, week of the Lawrenceville Farmers Market. It ends on December 14th. It's a Tuesday. Every Tuesday up until the 14th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Arsenal Park on 40th Street. It's a farmers market. Do I have to tell you more about it? Vendors? Food? Yeah. More information can be found by emailing market at lunited.org or call 412-802-7220. Also, coming up towards an end is the Holiday Art Show up in Cranberry. Yeah, the Cranberry Artist Network Ho Ho Holiday Art Show is taking place now through the 16th of December. It's at the Cranberry Township Municipal Center in the Back Hall Gallery. There's paintings, drawings, prints, sculpture, jewelry, pottery, all created by Cranberry artists within this network. They're members, I should say. Available to view and purchase. Again, the exhibit ends on December 16th, and it's they're only open during the hours that the municipal building is open. For more information, you can check out CranberryArtistsNetwork.com. Now, through the end of December, actually through the 27th, you can check out Monster Fish. It's an exhibit by the National Geographic Society depicting the search for the last of the ancient and giant river fish. The exhibit features life-size sculptures of monster fish as well as videos and hands-on activities. This is all happening at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History on Forbes Avenue in Oakland. More information at carnegiemnh.org.